If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and welcome to the Ray Lucia program, bringing you the best in information. I had an email, as I mentioned to the TV viewers a moment ago, last hour, from a fellow by the name of Ben, who asked me what kept me up at night, and the first thing that came to my mind, besides stuff that probably shouldn't be coming to my mind on national radio and television, other than that, the first thing that came to my mind was healthcare. And I had a chance to sit down the other day with Dale Bellis. He is the CEO and executive director of Liberty HealthShare. A fascinating, fascinating concept that I want you to make sure you pay close attention to. We've had him on the show before, and I keep inviting him back because I do believe in the concept of sharing health expenses. That's the way health insurance was started in the first place, where a community would all get together, take care of one another. But what I find so interesting about this is it's not insurance, but it still qualifies under the Obamacare, you know, business and all that stuff. But the expense, the cost, is significantly lower. And for those of us that have talked to individuals that have used it, feel very, very good about the acceptance, the level of acceptance. They're not the only company, but there's evidently some exemption in the law. You'll learn all about it in just a bit. But Dale Bellis from Liberty HealthShare will be joining us momentarily. And then also, I was asked to do this. I was very reluctant at first because I don't do product endorsements, and I don't want you to think that this is one. But I found this product quite fascinating because my wife has struggled with being lactose intolerant for years, and it doesn't matter. She could have, you know, a pat of butter, something cooked in a pat of butter, and the next thing you know, her stomach is on fire. And so she does the coconut milk, and she's vegetarian. And I found this through a friend. It's called Vegemo, and they're huge in Canada, but not so much. Lactose-free, gluten-free, soy-free, non-GMO, cholesterol-free, and vegan. Well, when I read all that, I said, that's got Jeannie written all over it. So I put it in her cereal one day. I did chill it. This is the unsweetened. They have a sweetened version, a vanilla version. She would never touch that. But this is the unsweetened version. And it's made from pure pea protein, tapioca, and potato, as opposed to, you know, V8 juice and all that stuff. And it looks kind of like milk. It tastes kind of like milk. It's got the consistency of milk. And she loved it. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I skeeved this stuff. I don't like drinking anything that I don't know what's in it. I don't even drink milk. But I did. I will admit, I took a taste, and I didn't skeeve it at all. It was fine. If I ate cereal, I would use it in my cereal. Very healthy stuff. We'll have Rob Harrison. He is the founder and creator of this new product, Vegemo, which, as I said, is available all throughout Canada and becoming more and more popular here in the U.S. In either event, I ask them both the tough questions. But I start today with this tax bill. Holy mackerel. You know, it's, I don't know, 5,000 pages long or something like that. And so getting through it is not easy. And it's supposed to be simplified. Well, for investors, there's some stuff in there that you need to know. So sit back, folks. Relax. I'm going to help you try to get through some of this. I'm not going to read all 5,000 pages, just about 3,200. No, I won't. Let's talk about some of the obvious ones. We talked the other day about FIFO, right? First in, first out. John Reckenthaler from Morningstar wrote about this. Here's what he said. The Senate proposes to eliminate investors' ability to choose which shares of a security to sell so as to minimize their current taxes. Investors no longer would be permitted to identify specific lots for tax purposes. We've talked about that. Specific identification method is one of the benefits we have right now when we're doing stuff like tax loss harvesting. We can identify certain shares, sell them. Those that have the highest losses, we can take as a tax write-off on our tax return. That's going away under the Senate bill. The first shares would be the first shares that you have to be that have to be sold. First in, first out. For the most part, it's not going to have major consequences to a lot of people. But for those that are serious investors, in particular, those that have a bunch of individual stocks and are in higher tax brackets or want to do a better job of managing their taxes, it will have an impact. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're an investor and you buy 5,000 shares of a $10 stock in your taxable account. And then 5 years later, you buy 1,000 shares of that same stock when it's risen to $50. 2 years later, you suffer a financial setback and you need to raise $30,000. And the stock's now trading at $30 per share. So it's like gone up by $20 a share. Under current rules, you could sell the entire second lot, the 1,000 shares at $30 to raise $30,000 and owe no taxes. Under the Senate's proposal, though, you must sell the first lot of shares, which would lead to a $20,000 taxable gain. That's a big deal for many investors. So the elimination of FIFO is not going to be very pleasant. So for those that are saying, well, you rich dudes, you know, are you getting a big break? No, this is going to affect the rich far more than it's going to affect the poor. It's going to affect the middle class, too, but to a lesser extent, because most people in the middle class are putting money into 401k plans. They don't have big brokerage accounts. Rich people do have big brokerage accounts, and many of them are able to utilize capital gains tax treatment or tax loss harvesting or selling lots of their shares at the higher cost basis to reduce the amount of capital gain exposure. And I think that's a really, really good example of how this FIFO tax treatment could have a negative impact, in particular on portfolios of individuals that have brokerage accounts. The second thing Reckenthaler wrote about was the impact on the smaller companies' 401ks. Now, this one you have to kind of pay close attention to because intuitively you may not be able to follow it, but when I get through with reading what he said, I think you'll get the drift. All right? There are clearly unintended consequences, folks, and all of these tax proposals. You're always going to find somebody that can complain about something. And so many times what we have to do is we've got to look at the totality instead of look at ourselves. Because if everybody looked at themselves, you know, we'd have 200 or 300 million different proposals of tax plans. So these guys have got their work cut out for them. But here's what they said. The Senate seeks to reward small business owners by reducing their taxes so that those who own pass-through companies will pay lower federal income tax rate than their employees. So far, so good from the investment perspective. However, cutting a business owner's tax bill decreases her incentive to sponsor a 401k plan. The American Retirement Association, under the Senate's proposal, said a business owner who reaches the highest marginal tax rate would pay 27% on current income and potentially 35% in deferred taxes on 401k gains, assuming that the new legislation remains intact until the time of her retirement withdrawals and that she stays in the top tax bracket, which is suspect again, because that would be a very, very, very rich person. To stay in the highest tax bracket post-retirement would mean about $500,000 a year income for a married couple. So I don't see this one as a deal killer. I don't see the other one as a deal killer either. I just see it as you probably could game the system with this FIFO thing. Buy your first 1,000 shares at brokerage A. Price goes up, by the second 1,000 shares or whatever at brokerage B. And then you could sell from the second brokerage firm if you need to raise capital. Now, it doesn't help if you're trying to consolidate accounts, but that's one way I thought of gaming the system. There'll be more. Also, we know about the home prices and the SALT deductions and all that could affect the market. So I think the timing for you doing some rebalancing is certainly appropriate before the tax bill goes into effect. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Ray Lucia Show, the one talk show in America that brings you the best in money information. And today, there's something I really want you to ponder about, and that's something called Liberty Health Share. LibertyHealthShare.org. My special guest, Dale Bellis. He's the executive director. Dale, great to have you back again.
Thank you, Ray. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Real quick, for those that don't tune in every single day, you've been on before, and I'm totally enthralled and fascinated by your strategy to basically solve a lot of the healthcare discussion that's going on in this country. Explain Liberty Health Share very quickly.
Sure. We're a nationwide nonprofit association of like-minded men, women, and families who agree that we'll share our medical bills together person to person. We do that with the assistance of an online software that we created, developed, have an online account that people put their money in. And we just share those medical bills month to month, and it creates an opportunity to solve the healthcare crisis with like-minded individuals. We're all self-pay patients using our money and the money of our fellow members.
Now, I get this a lot. Is this legal under the Affordable Care Act?
Well, thankfully, within the ACA is an actual section devoted to healthcare sharing ministries, which just simply means we help each other. And we're exempt from both the fines and the mandates of the ACA. That's important for a couple of reasons. One, the fines, we're not insurance, and so we're not subject to that requirement, number one. But number two, we set our own rules. We call them our guidelines. So it's a member-decided, member-driven, member-engaged kind of process where we determine among ourselves what kind of medical bills we'll share in.
That being said, if there are procedures that are objectionable, yeah. Obviously this is a Christian-based exemption and organization. If there are procedures that are objectionable, do you decline them?
We do. In fact, our members have decided abortion is probably the most egregious example. We'll not use our dollars to share in the taking of innocent human life. We don't do that. And so we don't share in abortion. It's not that we're standing in judgment on those that find themselves in that kind of circumstance. We just simply don't use our dollars to assist with those costs.
Now, what about privacy?
We have a very, very strong personal privacy policy. It's explained to everyone who joins our program. We pretty much follow the same HIPAA guidelines that are in existence in the medical community. But our privacy policy is that we do not share personal health information about our member to another member. Whenever we share medical bills online, it's the member who decides how much information they'd like to disclose. symptoms as to whether they're even ill or in a hospital. That's up to them, but we share in each other's medical bills based upon that disclosure that the individual member decides on for themselves.
Okay, walk us through that, because that's a concept that's kind of hard to wrap your head around. This I'm going to share in your bills, you're going to share in Jane's bills, and Jane's going to share in Susie's bills.
Yeah, every month we ask our members to set aside a specified share amount. It's a $199 for a single, $299 for a couple, $449 for a family of three or more.
So I can't call that a premium, but basically it's a contribution.
That's right,
that
to another member.
If you were going to compare it to what I'm paying for Blue Cross Blue Shield at $12.99 a month, it's a heck of a lot less.
It's a lot less, and the reason we don't use that terminology, Ray, is not to be disingenuous. We're not insurance, and we don't want anyone to misunderstand as to who and what we are. So we don't use insurance terms for that reason. It's a share amount. You set that aside in your secure online account, and we call that account our share box, and that amount is then matched to another member who has medical bills that month. So literally, transparently, online, you see your money move from your account to theirs, and sufficient number of people participate in that expense. We cut the checks directly out of that receiving member's account to the doctors and hospitals, and you can message them with cheer, encouragement, or prayer, and we just assist each other, not just with the financial aspect of a medical bill, but the spiritual and emotional aspect, because sometimes that's the biggest crises of our lives. And I would add, our members say that is the most important aspect of our program, because their money is going to another person. That gives them such a sense of significance and value. It's not going to a company black hole somewhere. They're investing in the life of another person who has a medical bill, and that's incredibly exciting.
You can tell he gets excited about this. He's very passionate about it. And I am, too. I'm very passionate on the due diligence side, because I want to make sure that anybody that jumps on this train has a complete and thorough understanding, because it's foreign to us. It's not going to an insurance company, cutting them a check, and then praying that you get the coverage on a timely basis. You don't have to ask all kinds of questions. So can you explain the process? How do I know I'm going to get my bills covered when I go see the doctor?
Because it is transparent online, number one. You see your money going to another person, and those members are there for you whenever you have those medical bills.
So I have an account that's building
up? You have an
up?
Account, absolutely. It's your money online. You see that value either growing or being distributed and used for another member, and so it's completely transparent and open for you every month. That's number one. Number two is that because we are committed to the value, it's a part of our inner spiritual commitment that our dollars are to be used for others when they're in need. And so it's a self-fulfilling motivation on the part of our entire membership that their dollars will be used. And they're not sending it to us, Ray. We simply use our technology and methodology to facilitate the sharing between member to member. So you're sending your money to another member.
Now, I understand from reading there are 5 or 6 or 8 or whatever exemptions that were granted from way back in the 90s. What sets your membership apart from some of the others?
Well, great point. Number one is our online technology. We're very committed to drawing people together based upon that methodology, which is really kind of a high tech, but it's a very high touch environment. It sits in the background and brings this disparate community across the nation together every month. That's number one. Number two is we don't impose a particular doctrinal statement or a requirement of church attendance, etc. We have a set of Christian values. If you agree to share based upon those values, please come join us. Those are our primary two distinctives that really we're here to take the Christian tradition of healthcare sharing and make it available and affordable for all.
30 seconds.
Yes.
Dispute resolution. There's all going to be disputes.
Yes.
How do you resolve them?
Oh, within our guidelines is a very highly structured dispute resolution procedure that it follows through 4 phases, all the way to Christian conciliation if necessary, but it's all there in our guidelines.
This is an amazing opportunity for people to save lots of money and do lots of good. Again, you must do your own due diligence. We don't sell this on this program, but I'm extremely fascinated and absolutely impressed with your passion and your knowledge. LibertyHealthShare.org. Check it out. I've learned about this in the past year or so, and I find it absolutely fascinating, if not one of the most important things that you'll be able to discover about your health care, the cost of health care, and the sharing of those expenses among people that you
care. I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show. Glad to have you back on board. A special business spotlight segment coming up right here. We've got Rob Harrison. He's the president and CEO of Global Gardens Group, Inc., a publicly traded company on the Toronto Exchange. Good to have you on board with us here, Rob. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Ray.
That was a long trip to come all the way to San Diego, eh?
Well, I'm on my way to Vancouver, so it's kind of on the way. I just make a right.
Hang right at San Diego. I got to tell you a story. Now, my wife and I, when we first got married, we went to Las Vegas, and we loved driving to Las Vegas. And on our way to Vegas, there was this Dairy Queen. And we would drive past it. We wouldn't get past the Dairy Queen because I, like a magnet, had to pull in and get one of those dipped cones. I would just love them. And she loved them, too. But about 45, every time we did it, about 45 minutes later, it was, hey, honey, you better pull over because I've got to find the restroom, right? And about, I don't know, several years after that, she read a book. I think it was from Mary Lou Henner from the old Taxi series, a fabulous actress. But she wrote a book on nutrition and health. And my wife kind of discovered that she was lactose intolerant, which, you know what happened. That's like the last time I've been to a Dairy Queen, certainly with her. I've snuck out a couple times. Don't tell her. And there's so many people now that are lactose intolerant. You've come up with what I think is a very fascinating solution.
Well, that's right. Lactose intolerance is certainly one of the things that we targeted, because our product, lactose, of course, forms naturally in cow's milk. So our product is lactose intolerant, but it's also saturated fat-free and cholesterol-free. So the lactose intolerance caused your wife some problems, but the cholesterol and the fat were causing problems that didn't manifest themselves right away.
That's why I had a heart attack 20 years later, but that's a different story. Talking about your product, got it right here. It's called Vegemo. Veggie milk. I got the unsweetened version. I'll tell you, because I fed her some of this, I'll tell you about that in a second. But why don't you describe what this is and why there are health benefits?
Absolutely. This is the world's first alternate dairy product. And we say alternate dairy product, we classify that category as, it's not just us, it's almond milk, soy milk, rice milk. And this category is growing at double digits every quarter. So we took a look at this, and at the same time, we saw this little company in Vancouver that was in an incubator. So my background was the dairy business. I had been in the dairy business for many years. I ran the biggest dairy in Canada. But I saw this category that was growing, right? So we took a look at this product and what they had, and they were a little off track. So we went out, raised some money, invested some money, and did a bunch of research with vegans, vegetarians, and millennials. Out of that came this product, Vegemo. So Vegemo, to me, we own that name. We own that trademark. You can see that it's spelt differently. That's ours. This is the world's first alternate dairy product. Competes in that category, but it's all made from vegetables, root vegetables. So the primary vegetable in this is pea protein and pea protein isolate. The next one, and that's where we get our protein from, the next one that we add is the root cassava, which is tapioca. And that gives it its mouthfeel. So that's why it tastes like 2% milk. The next one that we add is organic potato starch, and that gives it its whiteness. So you now have a product here that's dairy-free, it's GMO-free, it's saturated fat-free, it's cholesterol-free, it's vegan, it's kosher, it's got all, and it's got the same ingredient profile as 2% milk.
And I've got to tell you something. I skeeve a lot of this stuff. People that have tune into this show for years know that it's really hard for me to take this stuff. I mean, if it was a milkshake with a whole bunch of sugar in it, I'd probably take it okay. I actually tasted this morning when I poured some in a bowl and put my wife's cereal in it. And to be honest with you, she liked it. She liked it a lot. I thought it had a little malt flavor to it. I thought it was actually really very good. And I had the unsweetened. For me, an unsweetened anything, I would never touch. But this actually tasted pretty good. I had the unsweetened version.
Well, one of the things is there's three flavors, and the unsweetened is kind of the primary one. The one that we call the original, it's sweetened slightly with organic cane sugar. But this one, of course, it's got zero sugar, which a lot of people are looking for today. So, and the next one we've got is vanilla. So, and it's vanilla to me tastes like melted vanilla ice cream. Like, kids love the vanilla product as well.
So maybe I got to try that one. You have any of that in your truck outside?
No.
Okay.
Sold out.
My special guest and the president and CEO of Global Gardens Group, Inc., Rob Harrison. Tell us about Global Gardens Group. It's a publicly traded company.
Went public about 2 years ago on the Toronto Venture Exchange. We've got a broad base of shareholders. We've raised substantial amounts of capital. Now, one of the things about this company is when we started out, you might say, well, we had some sort of insight because we called it the Global Gardens Group for a reason. Well, because I believe this is a global product. This product that you've got in front of you, Ray, of course, is good for 14 months non-refrigerated. So you don't have to put it in the fridge until you're ready to use it. When you think about the carbon footprint of most other dairy products and these other refrigerated products, they go through a chilled cycle all the way from the farm gate to the producer to the retailer back home to your fridge. So we can ship this product. This product is made in Alexandria, Minnesota. And these folks have three plants. They've got one in California, in Modesto, California, and one in Pennsylvania. So we've got good coverage as required. But we ship it now from Alexandria, Minnesota to Beijing. We've shipped 8 container loads of product. It's on 150 or 200 supermarket shelves in Beijing now, and it's selling. So Global Gardens, like, we see this as a global play. The other thing is there's an ability to add line extensions. So when you and I are sitting here 3 or 4 years from now, you're saying, Rob, I pulled into the Dairy Queen, and by the way, I love the soft serve ice cream they've got called Vegemo.
Yeah, I love that idea. Can I get in on that somehow, the ground floor, and me?
Absolutely. This is you know, my vision is that at one time I owned the Ben & Jerry's license in Canada.
Really?
And I love that company, and I love the product. I love everything they stood for. Can you imagine a product that's got all the stuff in it like Ben & Jerry's, only it has no fat?
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Yeah. I'm totally impressed because, as I said, you know, I kind of skeeve these things, and there's no way. When they said, yeah, you're going to do an interview, I said, well, I've got to try the product first because I don't want to be gagging on this. And I'm telling you, I'm surprised. Now, is this the way I can get my vegetables every day?
Well, it's not a full serving of vegetables. Right. I think one of the reasons, I think what we've done right is we haven't taken a position. Like, there's other products out there today, as I said, that, let's say, almond milk. I said to our guys, almond isn't a brand. Almond's a flavor. We could do an almond if we want, but we're nut-free. We're allergen-free. But we can add, because we've got the vegetable positioning, we can add as many vegetables as we want. Why shouldn't we add kale and spinach? Why shouldn't we make an organic one? This is all natural, but not organic. Like, so the ability to expand this product line is giant.
Excellent. Rob Harrison, President and CEO of Global Gardens Group, Inc. I've got so many questions for you. We'll have to extend you to another segment because I really want to get behind this. What are the barriers to entry for somebody else? They look at that and they say, oh, you know, there's 3 or 4 products in there. Well, we can duplicate that. Maybe we can make it cheaper and sell it. What's the barrier to entry?
One of the things that impressed us when we first found this little company, there is a process that would be patentable in terms of how we treat the pea protein. We denature it. So what it does, it's not bitter when you tried it. But the reality is, if you patent it, you end up exposing your technology to everybody. So we decided to use trade secrets.
Mm.
And so, to me, Ray, the key is, I said to the product developers, how much time to reverse engineer it? 12 months, 14 months. Okay, if I can have 12 months head start and I own the brand, the first guy in gets 50% of the market. Everybody else fights for the rest.
That's right.
So we've got the brand and the trademark, which is going to protect us ongoing.
Unbelievable. That's fascinating. I read the book, The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing, 25 years ago, 30 years ago. And that's what they said. If you're the number one, if you're first in, it's going to be really hard. There'll be other competitors, but really hard for someone to pass you.
Well, that's, and the thing is about the category, when you've got the kind of exponential growth that's in the category, you know, the more people come in, the faster the category is going to grow. But I think what a lot of people don't know is that for 25 years in the United States, milk consumption has been in decline. So every year, and it's accelerating. I think it was 7 or 8% it was down last year. Well, those consumers are going somewhere. Now, part of it may be immigration because they're not used to consuming cow's milk, but people are leaving it for health reasons. The other thing that we're finding in the research we've done with the millennials, there's ethics behind it as well, is that they don't want cow's milk for specific reasons. They don't want meat for specific reasons, you know? So we've got the growth of vegetarianism and veganism in the United States is accelerating. Like, it's gone from 2% vegan to 6% over the last 4 or 5 years.
You know, and there's a lot of people like my wife who's not totally a vegetarian, but she's like 90% there. It's not like it's not her religion. For some of these people, it is. But for her, she just prefers to have a healthier, you know, cuisine, if you will. Let's take a quick break and come back with Rob Harrison, President and CEO of Global Gardens Group, Inc., stock symbol on the Toronto Exchange, VGM. We'll come back with more of the Ray Lucia Show. Don't you dare go.
You want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. We are indeed taking care of business. My special guest, Rob Harrison, he's the president and CEO of Global Gardens Group, Inc., and he's come up with this very unique and interesting and healthy product, Vegemo. How did you come up with that name, by the way?
Well, it's an interesting process. We wanted to make sure, Ray, that we had a name that we could trademark, that we could own. And so we created about 7 pages of different names. And I've got a team. There's 6 of us in total, 8 now. And we came up with all of these names because research said to us, the consumer said, you're going to make this from vegetables. We love that idea. Don't hide it from us. Don't call it Ray and Rob's beautiful cocktail mix or something like that.
Oh, come on.
Put it on what it is. So we said, okay, you need to have vegetables in it somehow. But they said, the other thing is people take themselves too seriously sometimes. So try and make it a little bit lighthearted in terms of what we're doing. So we got 7 pages of names that had different spellings. Like we had Veggieville and Veggie this. I thought at one point Veggie Moo. Well, I got that shot down real quick.
Shot down on that, huh?
Because the vegans and vegetarians didn't like the moo in veggie. So we actually ended up going to a person who specializes in names and trademarks. He's actually written several books on it. And so we spent over the next 3 or 4 weeks, probably a week with him, either in present or over the phone, going through these. And finally we came up, we were down to 3 or 4. We went back to our focus groups. We said, this is the one we're going with. This is the one that we can own.
So. It sounds great. And as I said, I have never, ever, if you would have told me a week ago that I'd be sampling something like this made out of, I don't even drink milk, to be honest with you. I found it fine. And like I said, I thought it was like a milkshake in many respects. But my wife loved it in her cereal. Now, for those that are just tuning in, can you kind of give us the rundown once again? Why Vegemo?
Why the product itself was designed was to be a competitor in the alternate dairy category. I believe, Ray, that our product Vegemo can be the bridge from people who are leaving dairy and looking for an alternative. Ours is closest to milk. Most people like the flavor of milk. They like the mouthfeel of milk, of 1 or 2% milk. But we saw them when we did research. You saw them going from whole milk to 2% to 1% to skim, which ends up with no flavor. So we crafted this product in such a way that people who are dissatisfied with what they've got, either in the category today or moving from milk, they sample this and they go, wow, the one thing that we have to do is, the question came out in research, we love the idea. Like, when we did the research, and research to us was unaided, we were talking to them about the concept of this. We scored 89%. Now, 89% said that we would likely purchase it. The thing that floored me is 78% of the dairy drinkers that we spoke to said that we would likely try it. So, to put that in perspective, one of the fellows on our team, Wade Bain, who is a VP of marketing, was with Gillette, and he was the lead guy when they created Gillette Fusion.
Uh-huh.
We use the same metrics on terms of the research. Fusion is a multi-billion dollar brand today. They scored 82. We scored 89. The researchers had never seen this before. The one thing people said is, was it red like V8? Like, what does it taste like? What does it look like? So from that, we knew sampling was imperative. And like you said, somebody told me about it, I don't know I would have tried it, but
exactly.
I actually got it and poured it and went, hmm. So we find that our conversion, once people are trying it, we're getting repeat sales over and over again.
You know, my wife and I are involved with a charity in Uganda, and we're helping to not only train women, because they're mostly women, because the men have been killed off or whatever, left them, in business. But one of the things that's pretty evident in some of these foreign lands, like in a place, Uganda, isolated place, is the people aren't getting their vitamins and the minerals that they require, and they're getting sick, scurvy, and so forth. How does this potentially help? I mean, I see a huge potential market for this.
There is a huge market for it, absolutely. And in Uganda, in any of these third world countries, in most of Europe, because the beauty of our ingredients is that they come from the soil. So you can get two or three plantings a year. They actually add nitrogen back into the soil. So you could go to a place like Uganda if they had manufacturing facilities, but we don't need that initially. We can produce it here in the United States or Canada and ship it to them. And you're right. I mean, they're getting all the nutrients they need or they can't get today. I tried to get some product into Puerto Rico. I mean, these folks have no electricity. They've
right.
got bad water. This product's the answer. It's not the only answer, but it's certainly one of them. And I appreciate what you said about you and your wife, because we're the same guys. We're trying to make a difference. It's not just about our product. It's about our company and our lifestyle and what we're trying to do to make the world a better place to leave for our grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Well, one of the things that's interesting is these places don't have refrigeration.
Right.
So, A, you could drink this, you know, without having it refrigerated. That's number one, and you still get the nutrients. But number two, it's got a shelf life. So in many instances, you know, in a place like Uganda, where it's kind of hard to get to, it took my wife 30 hours to get there, these individuals could store this up and have it for a year.
Absolutely right. Absolutely. It can take extreme temperature, too, which is interesting. It's not just like, well, you can keep it for 14 months at room temperature. It actually will take temperatures of 120 plus degrees. So you're right. You could give somebody a case of Vegemo in Uganda, and they could have one a month for 12 months.
Well, I want to talk to you about how we can do that in Uganda and help out Brandy, who runs that organization out of Colorado. But we only got a minute left. What is your objective for being here? Can you just tell the folks why you're here?
Well, there's two primary reasons, Ray. Thank you. That's a good question to ask for sure. One is about brand awareness. You know, what we want people to do in the United States who follow your program and other programs that we're on is to know about Vegemo and to understand what the value of the product is and what the values of the company are. We're not just solely motivated by profit. We're motivated by trying to make a difference. So we want to know about our product for sure. The other thing is we're a publicly traded company, and we want a lot of American people to know that they can buy this stock on the Toronto Stock Exchange through their brokers. We want to create a network of people who want to participate in what we're doing. So it's a two-pronged attack.
All right. Rob Harrison, you might want to check it out. Rob, what's the best way for them to learn more about your company?
They would certainly should go on our website. There's two websites. There's one which is Global Gardens Group, and the other one is Vegemo. Go to the Vegemo one if you want product information.
Check check it out. It's Vegemo. It's spelled just like it sounds. You don't have to worry about that. Rob Harrison, thank you so much. He is the president and CEO of Global Gardens Group, Inc., a publicly traded company on the Toronto Exchange. VGM is the stock symbol. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
For that, folks, we are out of time. I wish I could stay here all day and talk to you. I think we're going to go out and have a Vegemo cocktail. You may want to try it out yourself. In the meantime, if you want to email me, go to raylucia.com, RAYLUCIA.com. Now I'll go out and make it a fabulous day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the
Biz Talk Radio.